Hey, my great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let them take care of your next mortgage. They've done two with us, and we love them, and we'll do it again in case we have to. We ever do it, or refinance, or remodel ever again, we'll do it with Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. We love what they do. We love everything about them. It's my great friends at Prime Lending. Check them out. Check Mark out. Hey, get three estimates. This team will knock your socks off when it comes to that and doing so much more for you. It's Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Happy Orange Friday, Scott Reimer, who now probably a pretty comfortable role for you because this is the Tiger pregame show edition on a game day here on a Friday. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Yes, right, Mickey. Happy solid Orange Friday and game day.
Yes.
To you and yours. Yeah, it's kind of strange. Friday night football, which is we'll talk about that some other time. That's just stupid. What are we doing on Fridays playing football? It's high school. That's yeah. High school time and just stupid. But nonetheless, blessed to be in central, I don't know how they call it over here. I'm in Oregon. I'm on the west coast of Oregon in a town called Waldport, but it's just south of Newport, Oregon. The Alsea River is to my left as I look at the bridge, and to my right is the Pacific Ocean, centrally located in Oregon as far as north-south is concerned. As college football would have it, we are about 60 miles or so to the southwest, or to our southwest, is Oregon State, Corvallis, the former DJ Uiagalelei's. And to our, we're northwest, a little bit north of Eugene, Oregon, where the Ducks, who also play today, by the way, tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Here in Eugene, which is tough. I actually considered going over to Eugene for a game if they were going to be in town when we were near them, and but you know I'm not going to go tonight because that's the club. You know I can't go to Oregon and watch Clemson at the same time. I guess I could, but I'm too much of a fan to do that. So we'll pass on that. So yeah, both Corvallis and Eugene are inland, kind of in the center of Oregon, if you will. But we're on the west coast of Oregon, and the west coast of Oregon is like Pluto compared to you know the South Carolina coast. Just beautiful, but very different rocks coming out of the water and lighthouses and you know all kinds of stuff out here. Big waves, these waves, you know, people out there surfing these waves are crazy. Just a beautiful part of the country.
Head down a couple of hours, take your golf clubs, go down to Bandon Dunes, which is one of the top golf resorts around.
When we need to talk about that because I never try to give away where we're going to be, but we're going to be where you just said in next time we talk. So yeah, I need to look into that a little bit.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I've never been, but they say it's absolutely beautiful. So interesting stuff there for sure. All right, let's talk Florida State. Scott, I don't know if you can tell on television or not, but it was. And I'd say I'm slightly surprised by it. I guess I shouldn't have been. That was an electric atmosphere in Death Valley, night game, and it was Florida State, and it would had that little feel to it like we had back in the 2003 season maybe, to where, I don't know, I guess night games in Florida State just feels different for Clemson fans, and it was a heck of a lot. I'll put it this way. It was a heck of a lot of fun Saturday night in Death Valley. Was it just fun watching it on what you saw from the broadcast?
Yep, absolutely. The fun, first of all, the fun's in the winning, and you got off to a great start. And I shouldn't have been. I felt bad when I realized it because you could tell on television, and you could certainly see what you felt in Death Valley. And I kind of kicked myself because I thought it's not going to be that way. I mean, I didn't feel like it was going to be that way. You know, I just felt like Clemson fans were just kind of frustrated with the season, rightfully so. And, you know, they would go through the motions and it would be, I thought it'd be a bigger crowd than the Duke game just because it was a night game and Duke is Duke. It doesn't matter what kind of football team they have. And this is Florida State and Florida State's name still carries with it, you know, regardless of what their football team is. And so, but I didn't think it was going to be like that atmosphere. And then it was, and you could definitely tell on TV right from the very beginning. And I have my seatmate send me the coming down the hill videos. You know, they'll record it for me and send it to me so I get to watch it. And I can always tell, you know, the level of the crowd by that. And I was like, wow, okay. I doubted Clemson Nation, and they proved me wrong, which I was happy with that. And then, oh, by the way, your football team goes down and goes up 8-0, and that doesn't hurt either. And so I think all that together was heartwarming to see. Surely was, and fun to win, fun to play well enough to win, and that's, you know, it had been a hot minute since Clemson had won a game in Death Valley that mattered. And you can argue that Florida State doesn't matter, but I argue against that. I think it does matter.
How about this your experience telling you that you can tell? Like when you say you can tell from the Hill stuff, what do you mean by that? You mean the energy in the place, what it's going to be like the rest of the night? Like,
yeah,
you've been in
the
building a bunch.
Yeah, it's funny. My seatmate Bobby, who's a former high school football official, but also college baseball umpire, and he's been around. He's been going. He'd been sitting in his seat since longer than I have. So early '80s, probably. So he and I always. He's the one who sends me the videos, and we always have this thing. Well, we've got like two or three crowds at Clemson. We got a crowd that is there, like, you know, maybe it's a Wofford or somebody coming in that you're just there to watch the game and go back out to the car at halftime and don't come back in kind of crowd. You've got and this is one I thought we'd have. Well, we're here, and if you show me something, I might get interested kind of crowd, right? You know, they're waiting on the team to do something. You know, right. they're not going to inspire the team, but if the team does something, they may jump on board. You got the desperate crowd that, you know, just is there to try to, you know you're going to get your brains beat in, but you're going to go in there and you're going to be loud early in the game and do everything you can to pull the upset. And then you got the crowd that I think Clemson had, you know, as I heard the CLEM, and coming down the hill and all of that stuff, that was ready to make this more than it was. Like, we want this to be a fun night in Clemson, and we want to make Florida State feel us kind of crowd, that hungry crowd. And that's the way, and I think he sent it to me in the text with the video. He called it a hungry crowd. It's ready to go. And I love that. And yeah, you can hear it coming down the hill, no doubt about it. We can make that call right then and there what kind of crowd it's going to be.
It's weird because Florida State still bought a lot of fans. I was surprised by that because they're not very good, but besides LSU, the most visiting fans we've seen. But it felt weird being in there where you didn't have the marching chiefs. The band wasn't there, so you didn't get to hear the tomahawk chop all night long through that.
Yeah, what are we doing? What are we doing, Mickey? All the fun things about football. What are we doing?
Well,
we're playing on Fridays. We're not letting bands come, and then when we let them come, does Clemson put them in the upper deck? I know some teams do.
Well, see, here's the deal how that works, because I've inquired about this last year. They get what they get in the lower deck, and most bands can fit in the lower deck. South Carolina last year chose to put their band down there, but what a lot of teams will do is a lot of schools, when they get their visiting tickets, they'll put their big boosters down there in those numbers, and then they'll put their band up. So that's the visiting school's option. They chose not to bring their band.
Okay.
And they chose, you know, if they do choose to do it, sometimes do it in the upper deck kind of a thing. But they just, limited in the number of seats they can get downstairs that they choose to do that and give it to the big boosters instead.
Yeah, but that's stupid. Bands need to be – that's stupid.
Agreed.
Bands need to be down. And so that same question, you may have inquired about this. When Clemson's on the road, because I've been to some Clemson games where the band's been up in the upper deck. So yep. Clemson is choosing to put the band up there?
Yeah, you can put your band – you can put your band wherever you want to put them. But
– No. You put them down low. And if Clemson's doing that, they need to stop it. And I don't know. I remember NC State, the Clemson band was up upper deck one time. I remember Virginia Tech. There's been a couple that I've been to where up there. And if Clemson chose to do that, that's wrong. The band needs to be low.
It has so many, you know, because you get your block of seats in whatever, and it has some, you know, how many you can fit in there, and what it looks like, how low you can do it all. That's those ticket offices and athletic departments work through that stuff. So, and then you get like pep bands because, you know, you get on the road and less, you know, not that you can't take the full one because you don't get all the tickets.
Well,
you get demand, you know, look, the people paying the bills want the tickets. And
well,
so the big boosters want
that. I understand that. And I'm a free market guy. But if you're choosing, you know, here's the thing. I don't need myself, and I'm not a big donor, by the way, but I don't need Billy Big Donor on the third row where he can't see anything anyway. because you're too low to see what's going on in the game. I need the band down there, and I don't need 10 people. And Clemson's done a good job over the years of bringing enough to make it a good band. I mean, it's not the full band, obviously, but it's a good band. But the bands need to be low, and in not bringing your band at all, especially if you're Florida State. I mean, it's not like this isn't the Duke band. I don't know what Duke bands play. I don't know what songs they play, and I don't even know if I know the Duke fight song, but I do know the Tomahawk Chop, and it's as much about college football as any other. It's as much about college football as rubbing the rock and coming down the hill, and you don't bring your band. That's stupid. I mean, that's I don't like that. And if that's where college football is getting to, I don't like that at all.
So you don't want Billy Big Donor. You want brass and baritone down there. I got you.
That's right.
I got you.
And I'm not even a band guy. I can't play the radio very good. And I can't certainly can't play an instrument. But your bands need to be at the game. And that's stupid. But that's. You know, we're not going to solve all of college football's problems.
We got bigger ones than that, too. On the road tonight, 20th-ranked Louisville. Louisville's a 2.5-point favorite against Clemson. Thoughts on the Tigers going on the road and trying to get a Tombstone game tonight?
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, a Tombstone would be cool. And finally, Vegas figured out that Clemson's not great.
For the first time this year. Ten games in.
I figured it out at like week 3.
Yeah.
I think you may have been week 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. You were ahead of me. So what Vegas finally caught up. Louisville is not great. They're better than Florida State probably, but you know, you're on the road, and I think they'll treat this game, you know, their fans will treat it big, because again, Clemson's brand travels, you know, just like Florida State does. And Louisville doesn't care that Clemson's you know, an okay football team and not a great football team. It'll be very similar, I think, Mickey, to last week. And we talked about this last Friday, is that, you know, you got to have the other team do the stupid stuff and you not do the stupid stuff. And you might can win if you do that. And, you know, Florida State missed the open guys and they dropped the passes and they turned the ball over. And Clemson didn't. And Clemson won the game. And, you know, Clemson can win the same way tonight if Louisville makes some mistakes. One thing I think Clemson fans should be, if you want to be optimistic, and I'm, you know, it's hard to be optimistic in this kind of season, but if you want to be, the fact that Clemson turned the football over on offense in the past couple of weeks, I think is pretty important. And you almost have to be perfect offensively, because you know you're going to give up some stuff defensively. And despite the fact that we gave up whatever we gave up on Florida State last week, there was meat on the bone that Florida State could have had. And so we're still making some critical defensive mistakes to leave guys open. So hopefully that gets cleaned up a little bit. But the path to winning is to win the turnover battle. It's old school Clemson football before we were elite, where you've got to do the little things right. And if you do the little things right, you can win. But if you don't do them right, you're going to lose. And I think that's kind of where we are tonight.
Yeah, and bowl eligibility really at stake. You got to either beat Louisville or South Carolina. You feel better about going to Louisville tonight. You feel better about going to Williams-Brice in a couple of weeks.
Well, I don't like either one of them, Mickey Filer. But you know, I definitely think that it's South Carolina brings its own. That game brings its own juice, and so I think it would be. You know, it's probably going to be harder to beat Louisville tonight than South Carolina. But both of them have, like, you know, we'll talk about this in a couple of weeks, but, you know, they both of them have problems that Clemson hasn't had solutions for yet this year. But I'll say this. I think because we're playing a little bit better offensively, that gives you a better chance. You know, early in the year when we were really struggling, we couldn't get first downs, right? Or we struggled to get first downs. We're looking a little better offensively, and I think that can keep you in the game if your defense can just play with the intensity. And I will say this about Clemson defensively, and I don't know if it showed in person. It looked like Clemson was getting after it last week, and I don't know that Clemson was getting after it defensively against Duke. It didn't feel that way, at least, or look that way. And with all your problems that you may have and some talent issues here and there, if you're given a full effort, I'm okay with that. Because you can only do what your talent has given you. And I didn't think we were doing that against Duke, and I felt like we were doing it against Florida State. So let's see if we can replicate that tonight and give a good effort, and we'll go from there.
All right. Have a great week, great weekend. Enjoy Bend, Oregon. Have no idea where we're going to be next week, Scott, but I always look forward to it, my friend. Safe travels, and enjoy the game tonight, buddy. Enjoy game day.
I'm looking forward to it. Have a great Friday, and go Tigers.
Sounds great. Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame, pregame show here this morning. Sam, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. Josh Williams is going to join us. We'll talk Las Vegas lines for Clemson, Louisville, Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, Oklahoma, Bama, Texas, Georgia, underdogs and overdogs when you come back right after this.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
You ask QC Kinetics for more pain treatment options, more affordable relief. You've asked for more flexibility, and they've listened. So starting now, your joint pain is a scale of 5 or is it a 10? Maybe you're a weekend warrior, a pickleballer, a golfer, or a runner, and you just need to get that joint pain. You've had it for years. Maybe you're facing surgery. However, they've got all kinds of new treatments as well. So flexible regenerative treatments now, scalable options for you. If you have minor issues, they're there to help you. Major issues, they're there to help you. You're going to love QC Kinetics. They're going to meet you wherever you are right now with the telemedicine, the consultation there. It's all easy. Don't go underneath the knife. Don't do more drugs. Get it done and get it done right. QC Kinetics is helping more people than ever with flexible options with regenerative cell therapy. Do this. Call them 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. If you need help, you need it now. 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the Upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation, and if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in...
Technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. A big day in college football. Big night tonight. Big day tomorrow. And Josh Williams is here to talk about what Las Vegas is currently thinking about these games. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
Hey, I'm well, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. Explain this Clemson thing to me. The Tigers right around a field goal, about 2.5 right now. Louisville is a favorite. You were texting me last night that there is some respect headed to Clemson. From a line standpoint?
Yeah, for sure. As we talked last week at this time, the look-ahead line on this was 5.5. Obviously, the Saturday results happened, and they adjusted and reopened this 2 points lower, reopened at 3.5 earlier in the week. And despite Louisville, you know, basically getting basically 3-1 action in terms of bet count there. The line's going the other way. They took the 3.5. They took the 3 down to 2.5, and really hasn't shown much resistance. So the respected money is on Clemson. So more money on Clemson despite the 3-1 tickets there on Louisville. It kind of reminds me a little bit of kind of the consistent line movement down a little bit from the Clemson Georgia Tech game earlier in the year, but obviously the roles are reversed in this respect. But you know, Louisville last week against Cal, they had 69 offensive snaps, and 29 of them went for either zero or negative yards, about 42%. You know, which was up from their season average of 35%, which isn't good. I mean, that ranks 119th, so they've been not consistent down to down, kind of boom and bust, kind of relying on the explosives. You know, we know Isaac Brown is out, which is a big deal. He shredded Clemson in his matchup last year. He went for 151 on 20 carries. You know, as a team, they went for over 200 on about 8 yards per pop and 3 touchdowns on the ground. But, you know, the backup last week went for 14 carries for 136. So it's really kind of some inconsistencies in the offensive line play, and honestly Miller Moss is not as good as what they had last year in Tyler Shuck. You know, his last three games he's averaged about 175 pass yards per game, basically 2 touchdowns, 3 picks. He does have a few rushing TDs, you know, but they're under 7 yards per attempt, which is their lowest in quite a while. You know, there's even been some rumblings. Maybe if he struggles, maybe they look to make a switch at quarterback. So interesting to see there. But you know, you really gotta, if you can slow down the run game and force Moss to kind of beat you. He struggled with that at times. But man, you got to know after watching that tape. I was last week, and this happened obviously throughout the year. But you know, Brom's gonna throw the kitchen sink with you know, motions and misdirection and whatnot, and force the see if Clemson can clean up his communication issues and coverage bust. And you know, say a different game last week, if Florida State could catch a few of those wide open plays that were just busted, you know, in the back half. But you know, on the other side, Louisville's defense, they really get after the passer. Obviously, we know they got two good defensive ends, but they blitz quite a lot. They blitz almost 40% of the time, which is top 10 highest in the country. But it does leave them susceptible at times to some chunk plays. You know, last week, obviously, the freshman quarterback for Cal, JKS, you know, they had 9 pass plays of 20-plus yards last week. They did a, you know, Harsin did a really good job of, you know, scheming their top target open. And so he made some great throws down the field. So you got to protect a little bit and really try to hit Louisville and hit some chunk plays there and make them pay for it for all the blitzing they like to do.
Did you like how I jumped into that one since it's game day rather than telling us how we did last week with our picks? So I kind of, you know, camouflaged what we did. I don't know what we did, and do I want to know what we did last week?
You want the good, the bad, or the ugly first?
Give me the ugly.
The ugly would probably be yours. They're 0-2. Virginia and Navy really never had a chance. You know, the bad was that Sam was also 0-2, but I mean, Auburn really just folded a tent there toward the, you know, blowing a double digit lead there, had that one. I had a pretty good week there, 3-1. So see if we can turn this around this week.
Remind me, what was the Virginia spread? Do we know? Remember?
6.5.
Stinking Virginia.
They've gotten you a few times this year.
I know. All right. The game of the week, I feel like, well, everybody's going to say Texas and Georgia. We'll talk about that in a second. The other big one, at least, is Notre Dame and Pittsburgh on a sold-out Heinz Field, or Pittsburgh is 12.5 in that 12.5-point range right now. What's the thoughts about the Panthers hosting Notre Dame?
Yeah, depending on if you ask Narduzzi, you know, he said he doesn't care if they hang a hundred on him this week, long as they. But anyway, 12.5 is run out from kind of opener of 10. But you know, Notre Dame takes money every week, so I mean, I could see this on game day, you know, even going up to, you know, pushing 14. But Pitt is off a bye, which came at a good time. They had quite a few injuries; they were pretty beat up. Desmond Reed will return, so he should be pretty healthy. That's a big deal, both on offense and special teams. You know, really kind of boils for Pitt, really, you know, their offensive line against the Notre Dame pass rush, can they protect freshman quarterback Heinschel? And Notre Dame is top 15 in the country in pass rush. Pitt is, you know, almost 100th in havoc allowed there by their offensive line, so if they can't protect him, obviously that's not good. And obviously Notre Dame, and if you look at it, starting with the Arkansas game, they have allowed 14 total points in the second half in those 6 games. 11 of those 14 were against Southern Cal, which obviously is a good offense. But 4 of the 6 games, they have allowed 0. So pretty impressive turnaround after what those first couple games there that they had where they really struggled there on defense. But, you know, Narduzzi, on his defense, you know, they're always strong against the run. You know, they're top 5 in defensive rush efficiency and stuff rate. So strength on strength with that Notre Dame rushing attack. But, you know, that does leave the Pitt secondary vulnerable. So Notre Dame can protect. I think Carr can really, really have a field day with those receivers hitting passes down the field. But, if you like Notre Dame, hurry up and take it, because I think it's probably going to keep going up. If you like Pitt, you know, wait till close to the game time, you probably get close to about 2 touchdowns.
We always get the Notre Dame bias, but 2 freshman quarterbacks will be very interesting tomorrow. I am a little surprised, because you always get the Bama bias a little bit as well. A little surprised, only about a 5.5-point spread between Oklahoma and Alabama at this point.
Yes, and another one pretty similar to the Clemson game. This is, you know, opened up earlier this week at 7, and that got snapped up quick, you know, despite basically, you know, 3-1 tickets and money being on Bama. That line's going the other way. Most places are 6, but you are starting to see some 5.5 showing. Prospective money is definitely on the Sooners. You know, they're coming in off a bye. Do have kind of a key injury to watch there with their defensive end, R. Mason Thomas. Will he be able to go after, you know, injuring his hamstring, I guess it was, on that big play against Tennessee that really kind of flipped that game? But, you know, the Oklahoma pass rush against the Bama O-line, I mean, you don't really have to respect the Bama run game much. So it's really going to be an onus on the offensive line to hold up under pressure. But, if they can protect, you know, there's going to be plays available against that OU secondary, as we've seen these last couple of games against Tennessee and Ole Miss. But Offensively, I thought Oklahoma kind of did some really good things against Tennessee. I mean, Mateer looked better and he used his legs a lot more. And if you think, you know, mobile quarterbacks that Bama has faced this year, they've had some success, obviously. Castellanos and Sellers and Prabula, each of those quarterbacks was the leading rusher when they played and obviously had a rushing touchdown. So, Mateer, they're able to run him a little bit more. Obviously, you think off a bye, even more healthy, maybe another bigger part of the game plan. So, interesting to see. But, yeah, this obviously a big revenge spot for that blowout that Oklahoma laid on them last year there at Norman. But expect the money like Oklahoma again.
Yeah, Oklahoma, Bama can't run the ball and can't rush the passer. And Oklahoma with a big win on the road already this year. We'll see. Finally, two top tens on paper, at least. Texas is a slightly less than a touchdown dog at Georgia.
Yeah, it's been just kind of sitting there between six and a half, bouncing back and forth. More tickets on Georgia. The money's pretty close to even. Georgia has – I saw this yesterday. They spent a total of 201 minutes of game time trailing this year, and that's the most for an undefeated or one-loss team through nine games in over 20 years, or since 2005 UCLA. It's basically the same script every week. You know, if you like Georgia, wait. They're probably going to fall behind. You probably get a better number. If you like Texas, take the bigger number. We're taking first half. Every Georgia game seems to kind of follow the same script. If you think like Georgia had 13 sacks in those two games. This year they've only got 11 sacks total there on the season. You know, outside the top 110 in pressure rate, you know, obviously the lack of pressure has hurt the secondary quite a bit at times. That's an area that Texas has struggled to protect Manning. Maybe it's not as big of a worry now. So you think, you know, they'll probably be able to scheme some stuff and have some time to throw. But, you know, if you think about it, like, you know, you think they've both recently played Mississippi State, just 7. Texas has got to finish drives in the red zone and be able to sustain the hot start they're likely to get off to.
Let's do some over and under overdogs and underdogs. Sam, you want to lead us off? I'll bring up the rear since went 0-2 last week. Virginia, man, the punt return just crushed me in that one. All right, what do you have for me, Sam? Your overdog, your favorite tomorrow.
I couldn't find an overdog I like, but I like Utah just in general, so I'll take them as a 9.5-point favorite at Baylor. I don't believe in Baylor.
7 o'clock ESPN2 tomorrow night, 60.5 overall. I don't mind 9.5. I don't mind that one at all. So he's got Utah, J-Dub. J-Dub, your overdog, your favorite?
Cincinnati at home, laying 6 against Arizona. And also like Georgia Southern hosting Coastal.
Didn't have any idea that they were playing tomorrow. I want to take Georgia so bad because, you know, I'm a big Georgia Bulldog guy now. Give me Duke -5.5 against Virginia. Virginia's crushed me. And there's some talk about Chandler Morris, maybe some concussion protocol. It looks like he might play. But give me Duke laying 5.5. How about your underdogs? Sam?
I'll take there's a few here. I'll take Pitt. I'll bite on the Pitt bullet.
I like it.
I don't like it, but I'll do it.
I do. I like
12.5 right now.
Yeah, they can shut the run down and make Carr beat them. He's got Pittsburgh. J-Dub, who do you have?
Well, first of all, I'll get you a better number. Duke is only 4.5 now, so a little bit better number
right there
for you.
I love it.
I like North Carolina +6.
Me too.
That's a low total, 38.5 against Wake. I take North Carolina +6 and also like Wyoming +3.5.
All right. Who's Wyoming play? I don't even know who they play.
Fresno.
Okay. No, nothing about those two. Yeah, North Carolina's put 1-2 in a row. They're playing better football, no doubt about that. On my under, I want to go the Mario Cristobal game and take NC State. I'm not going to do that. Take NC State getting 14.5 because I think the Cristobal game's already happened. It is November now. You got to factor that in there. But instead, give me the chickens tomorrow. Give me South Carolina getting 19.5 with a new offensive coordinator at College Station. So give me South Carolina catching 19.5 for that one.
Going for the fired coach bump, huh?
Yeah, fired coach bump. You got to get some of that in there. And A&M, remember this. What if I told you this, J-Dub? We talked about this earlier. South Carolina last year had 530 yards of offense. A&M had 350. South Carolina beat A&M by 24.5 points in the fourth quarter in Williams-Brice last year. What if I'd have told you that one of these teams is going to be 9-0, the other would be 3-6? One would be number 3 in the country, one would be 3-6, and it'd be A&M be number 3, and South Carolina be 3-6. Hard to believe the turnarounds of those two teams. Hey, I always appreciate it. Let's talk some interesting games next week as well. And since Virginia hurt me, I'm going to go the other way. So maybe we talk about Virginia next week. Have a great one, my friend. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Sounds good. We'll have to dive in those tiebreaker scenarios for the ACC mess next week too a little bit.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one. Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Good one, guys.
You
Thanks.
Too. That's Josh Williams breaking it down with some in-depth Vegas numbers. Short break. We'll come back. We'll get our ReedyLanco.com's hunting and fishing report with John Stillwell right after this.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo? We have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Peachoid Road, exit 90 on I-85.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their 4 campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud longtime partner of The Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
This holiday season, give big and get rewarded. Bring three or more cans of food to your local Upcountry Fiber office in November, and we'll upgrade you to the next internet speed free for 12 months. You'll help families in need while enjoying faster fiber all year long. It's our way of giving back to the community we call home. Upcountry Fiber. Certified local, a stronger connection.
Residential only. Bring three or more non-perishable food items to our offices between November 1st and 30th to qualify. Check expiration dates. Expired food not accepted. Free speed boost for 12 months with upgrade. Regular rates apply after. No contract. Cancel anytime.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar. Where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our great friends at ReedyLandCo.com bring in our hunting and fishing report. My good friend John Stillwell checks in early on a beautiful November Friday. Good morning, John. How you doing this morning?
Mickey, I am in the deer stand.
I love it.
I am staring at a doe and a pretty 8-point buck about 100 yards in front of me.
All right.
They won't move so that I can call into the radio show. So we're just going to have to spook them here.
All right, no, let me ask you this. Can we do this? Any way at all we could take one down during the segment?
To be honest, I already shot one.
Yeah.
So I feel like it would be greedy to take another shot. So no, not during the segment, but okay. All right. If all goes well after I'm done and after these deer move, I might can go find the one that I shot.
Okay. All right. I feel like this is golf coverage, you know?
You know me. I don't really have a whisper voice.
Yeah. You're so, like a buddy of mine's wife in church. They're always saying, she's like, where do you want to go eat after this? So everybody in the row turns around to it all. So you don't really have that. So right. So well, then tell me. We're going to talk about some conservation stuff. But tell me first about the one you took down earlier today. What'd you get? What are you thinking?
Shot a doe. So hopefully put a good shot on her, and we'll get down and look for some sign that I hit her. And this is a really beautiful 3-year-old 8-point that's now staring at me. And the doe as well, but they aren't running, so they're trying to figure out what's going on. Oh, here you go. There goes the doe. She's hopping off.
Okay.
But really pretty buck. Just needs another year or two before he matures. So Great hunt so far this morning, and hopefully a successful one.
All right, well, tell me this, because I don't want to talk conservation stuff, but like, tell me this. The reason you didn't get out of the stand earlier is what? Because you said you shot one earlier, but you're looking at these other two now. Why would you not get down as soon as you make the shot before?
Well, I literally pulled the trigger 5 minutes before I called you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then in addition, typically I like to not get down right away in a hunt for a couple reasons. One, you want to give the deer a chance to expire. You don't want to jump down there and chase after it. And if it's hit but not quite dead yet, you don't want to jump it and have it run.
Right.
And then the second reason is you may have more deer come out, just like I did.
Yeah.
So you stay in the stand, and when it's cool like this in the morning, the even if the deer's laying dead, it's not going to spoil. So let it sit. And this time of year, we're kind of on the tail end of the rut here, but obviously the deer are moving because I'm staring at a beautiful 8-point that still hadn't run off. So you never know what's going to pop out, and sometimes a doe laying dead will be a great decoy, to be honest.
With that being said, turkey, we talk about, we got to be so quiet. Deer, do we have to be quiet as well or not?
You do, yeah, but
the gun this morning didn't the rifle didn't send anybody off.
No, and they're used to hearing stuff like that, and they don't necessarily know where that came from.
Okay.
But I'm pretty shocked that this buck is still standing here in the same spot the whole time I'm talking to you.
He might be coming after you, buddy. You know?
He might. If he's feeling froggy, you know.
If I'm him, I don't want to feel froggy. Take off, little fella. Take off,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, all right. Now he's leaving now. He's following that doe and about to slip into the woods. So pretty cool morning, and one of the reasons you get out this time of year and enjoy this type of in this type of weather and this great pastime.
Without giving away too much, if it is kind of a secret, then where about in our beautiful state are you right now?
I'm down in Orangeburg County, Mickey, at my hunt club down here. So, okay. Down in the low country, in farmland country.
Gotcha. By yourself, by the way? Any other hunters out there with you?
We've got some other members of my club that are down here this morning. We're getting the morning hunt in, and everybody's planning to do some work in the middle of the day and then go back and sit again this afternoon.
All right, so walk us through this then for those that aren't, because I have no idea now. All right, what's the process? You had to go find, the general direction that the doe took off in. Now you got to, is a trail of blood? Is it, how do you track this?
Blood trail is what you're looking for. So I'm marking where I shot, and I'll go down and try and look for some blood, and then use that to, hopefully it may be laying right where I shot her. I'm not sure yet, but if not, then I'll follow that blood trail and hopefully lead me right to the doe.
Okay. So in this case, you got a utility vehicle out there with you?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We've got one of the guys has one of his ATVs that we can ride in and load it up to get it out.
Right, so you'll make a phone call then to get help out of there. We're talking about how big of a doe you're talking about. What's she going to weigh?
No, she'll probably be 900 pounds, and it's not too big.
So you can lift that yourself, maybe, or I don't know what kind of shape you're
in. I could, yeah.
Okay.
All yeah, right. Yeah. Right. You can be, if it gets bigger than that, you might need a hand, but a decent sized doe, you can probably load up yourself.
All right. Then what will you do?
Luckily for us, we have a great processor about 5 minutes from our club, so you can load up the deer, take it down there, and they take it from there and do all the skinning and processing for you to turn your deer into nutritious venison.
All right, how long of a process, and what kind of cost are we talking about?
Usually it's about a 1 or 2 week turnaround, and generally if you just want basic stuff like burger and roasts and cube steak, then you're probably looking at $100 or so. If you want some of their specialty stuff like smoked sausage or snack sticks or stuff like that, that adds some cost. It might, on a doe like that, or it might get put it more towards 125, 150.
All right. With that said, Nick, as far as reporting goes, the text wants to know about reporting this. How do you go about that?
Well, there's a few ways you can do it. South Carolina has a game check system that they have on their app that you can download from the Apple iTunes store, or the Android store, that you can do it through the app. But if you're not as technologically inclined, they also you can do it on the online on their website, or there's a phone number that you can get off the DNR website to, or your deer tag should have the phone number printed on them as well, that you can call it in and report your harvest.
All right, a couple more quick ones here on a text line. 2265 wants to know about deer eating corn. He goes, my deer aren't touching my corn right now. Thoughts on that?
Two things, probably. You may be if you're in an area with a lot of oaks, and there are acorns on the ground, they will ignore a corn pile to eat acorns, so they may be eating some acorns instead. And the other thing is, we are still, deer are still rutting. I mean, this buck and doe that I was just watching, it was obvious that he was trailing her. So deer mating season is still going on, and they tend to not pay much attention to food sources when that's going on. They're moving around and not on a pattern where you can get them coming into a food source like a corn pile all the time.
All right, final one for you. If you had to guess, you might know the number off the top of your head, but if you had to guesstimate, what number deer for this in your hunting career, what number did you take down today?
Oh, geez, let's see. Probably somewhere in the 50s.
Okay. Is it still like a rush? Does it ever get old?
Oh, it's the best. No, I mean, just, Mickey, I'm sitting here on a fall morning, 40 degrees. Had an owl fly up about 25 yards from me early this morning, and I saw him fly up and start doing his thing. So it's, God's creation is never gets old, man. It's always great to be in the middle of it.
No doubt about that. Hey, so we'll save our conservation talk for next week if we can't.
Absolutely.
Tell us about, before we go now, tell us about ReedyLandCo.com. And I was on the site last night, and I got to tell you, I do this every single Thursday night. Boy, you guys are rocking and rolling right now. Some beautiful properties.
Thank you. We've got some great inventory right now. I just did a big price reduction on a tract that I can't believe I still have listed. It's 70 acres on the Saluda River down near Ware Shoals. We just dropped the price on that $60,000 down to $499,000. It's got river frontage. It's dockable. You can get a permit to build a dock on the river and take your boat down into Lake Greenwood. Great hunting. You could build a house on it. It's a neat tract. So definitely check out that one. If you will go to our website, you can use the search feature to look at my listings, and you'll see TV Tower Road, which is one I definitely want to point out. But man, we've got so many other great tracks, and if you're looking to sell, man, I want to talk to you because the market's been great this year, and we'd love to help you out.
All right, place to find it, ReedyLandCo.com. I'm familiar with the property you highlighted this morning because I was seeing that in the last couple of weeks at least. And great looking stuff on a price reduction now. Good stuff. Hey, be careful. Good luck finding your doe. Be careful out there in the on the hunt club, and have a great weekend, buddy. And enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the weekend.
Mickey, have a great weekend. Good talking to you guys.
You too, buddy. How about that? Live from the deer stand. It sounded like we're talking about now Tiger Woods. He has a 4-footer inside left, slightly downhill, and he's holding it. That's what it sounded like this morning as he's staring at a buck and a doe. Sam, you think we better take a break right here? I know we got the top of the hour. We'll see. So we're going to try to get out at the right time here. We'll see. We'll see how it works out. So
it'll throw you to break at some point. We're going to find out.
Okay. We got a little computer issue here for sure. When we come back, the big dog, ESPN play-by-play voice, Roy Philpott's going to join us. We'll find out where he is, talk about his great game he had last week, and preview his game this week, and get some college football thoughts. You don't want to miss that. With Sam Jones, Mickey Potter, we would be delighted if you came back and joined us in hour number three right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken.